There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live from Castleton, North Dakota today, a hometown of the governor's. And guess what? A governor walked in the door. How about that?
I should have known it if I was going to have a coffee with Kramer and Castleton, Jack and Betsy Dalrymple on. But he probably comes here every morning to find out what to do.
So I tell you what, this is the epicenter of North Dakota politics right now. You have your one and only member of the United States House, and you have the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Jack Dalrymple.
More importantly, the First Lady.
And Betsy is here as well. Yeah. More importantly, Carrie from Carrie's Kitchen, the Castleton, who is feeding us. Yeah, which is wonderful of you. Thanks for the magnificent hospitality, Carrie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This place is fantastic.
Thank you.
What do you sell most of, more than anything?
I don't know. I guess probably our noon lunches probably go the best. Sweet rolls, cookies, bars. We kind of sell it all.
Yeah, you had me at sweet roll.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Caramel rolls, and I had a great breakfast sandwich this morning, and you really do it well. So,
thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
you've been
here
a long time. How many years in total now, Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton?
Well, 22 years ago I opened. Was here for 10 years. Left for 8. Now back for 4. So I've been here for a while.
It's a great spot. Make it a stop if you come. And thanks for hosting the event.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Carrie. Your hospitality is great. The smells, though, are a little more than I can deal with. If you're going by Castleton, it's worth pulling in and having a treat. Besides, it's just a really pleasant place. And I suspect that every place that serves coffee in the small towns of North Dakota, every problem in America is solved twice a day, right?
Oh, yep, that's for sure. We solve them all here.
So that's why I do coffee with Kramer.
Great.
It is great. So thank you very much for your hospitality.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Oh,
thank you very much.
My pleasure. Oh, I know we had some more questions in the audience.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, exactly right. So, and this gentleman, too, was... All right. 800-228-0550, and we have Dan in Turtle Lake, John and Napoleon waiting, and a question here as well. Go ahead.
Just a quick scenario. In North Dakota, you know, we're predominantly agriculture, and two sections of land at $4,000 an acre would probably make you about worth $5 million. And let's say you have a single dad at home who's farming that land, and he dies of a heart attack or an accident or something. Now, all of a sudden, kids in high school have to figure out what to do with I call it the death tax or the estate tax. And I think we're going to start seeing more people have to sell half of that, sell half of the property just to continue the legacy of the land left before you. And maybe some of my details are fuzzy on how it all works, but
you've laid it out rather nicely. Frankly, one of the things about being the only member from North Dakota, and frankly being among members from states like North Dakota, that is to say, rural states where there's a lot of asset, a lot of land, very few members of Congress. One from South Dakota, one from Montana, one from Wyoming, one from Alaska, and then others that represent rural America. The issue of an estate tax, I always enjoy talking about because it's an opportunity to educate people who don't come from places like this. In fact, one of my favorite things, the week that we did a repeal of the estate tax, and I was proud to be a sponsor of that bill, very pleased that it passed bipartisan in the House of Representatives. The Senate's another animal, as I've said many times and will say many more times. But the opportunity that the estate tax and carrying that ball in Congress provided me was the opportunity to tell the story that you just told around the country. I did a one-hour radio town hall on a national radio show during the week of the estate tax repeal debate. And I took calls from New York, Pennsylvania, Florida. And one of the things I often say to people when they call from other places is you do know that food doesn't come from the grocery store and electricity doesn't come out of the wall, right? And once you establish that, then I love to tell the story much like you just told it. Agriculture is probably the best description of the immorality of the estate tax because you have a high asset value, low liquidity. And when you have that and you start talking and sharing statistics like you shared with people, they really do have that light bulb moment where they go, you know, that really isn't quite right. It really isn't quite right that the next generation should have to sell part of what the parents built up only to, you know, only to be able to keep the business in the family. Now, I think this is true of a lot of small businesses, but it is especially true of agriculture. So that's why I was, like I said, a proud co-sponsor of the repeal bill and why I love telling that story. Because it's really more, it's another opportunity just for to tell the rural America story. So we'll see what happens in the Senate. If you know any senators or you know their phone numbers, give them a call. But we had a good, large bipartisan vote out of the House. The president, of course, has threatened to veto the bill, as he has with just about everything we've passed.
I'm going to take a question from Dan in Turtle Lake.
Dan,
and then whoever's next.
Coming back.
Okay, right there next. At Kerry's Kitchen in Castleton today with the Talk Radio Town Hall Congressman Kevin Kramer with us. 800-228-0550. Dan, Turtle Lake, go ahead and thanks for waiting.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, Congressman, for taking my call. I want to talk about accountability in our elected officials. It came out about 10 or 12 days ago through the Freedom of Information Act that Hillary Clinton and her right-hand woman, Uma Wiener, knew 10 days before Benghazi that an attack was planned.
Mm-hmm.
When will we start holding these people accountable? When will Lois Lerner be held accountable? When, you know, you can't be an honorable person with integrity, virtue, and moral character without truth and accountability. And until we hold people accountable in an office for lying, for taking money and selling influence, which the Clintons are obviously doing, until we hold these people accountable, it's not going to change. So please, you know, stand up and hold people accountable for their actions.
Sure. Well, first of all, you've described a couple of scenarios very, very well. The accountability of Hillary Clinton really is more up to the voters than it is up to me. She, her, and the former president, as you've outlined, have been caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Every day, something new comes out. Now that we have the hand-picked, scrubbed emails, even through them, we're learning a few things that we didn't know before. But this is an issue that will be settled largely by the voters in the 2016 presidential election. So that's the first thing. The second thing is remember that that what we've learned about Hillary Clinton, what we've learned, especially the Benghazi situation, what we've learned about Lois Lerner, who is in contempt of Congress as we speak, was revealed through the process of oversight that is one of the high callings of the United States Congress. That's why there are three co-equal branches of government. The founders were very wise in creating a checks and balance. So what we know about Benghazi, what we know about Lois Lerner and the IRS and the scandals have come from oversight hearings held by the United States House of Representatives. We held over 1,300 oversight hearings on this administration in the last Congress alone. So we'll keep revealing the facts. The punishment we're able to inflict are things like putting Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress, turning the evidence over to the proper law enforcement officials, in this case the Justice Department. A lot of good that does. Obama's first Attorney General, Eric Holder, is also in contempt of Congress, a contempt charge that was upheld, by the way, by a federal judge. We'll keep doing our part, especially on the appropriation side. We've cut, as you know, the IRS by over $300 million in this current fiscal year. They've, of course, used that cutting of funds to punish taxpayers. We'll keep doing our part. Hopefully courts do theirs and the voters will do theirs.
Dan, appreciate the call.
Thank you for the call.
You bet. We're getting close to a break, so we'll do that on the other side of the break.
Okay.
And get more of your calls. Congressman Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall at Kerry's Kitchen in Castleton today. A word about my friends at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. You know, if you need the auto part, They have it. That they've known for that. If you need advice on the right part for your car, relax. Heat Alls has that too. So they have not only the part, the advice, the professionals, the people. That's what I love talking about at Heat Alls. Good folks like Kevin Falcon, who's up at the Williston location of Heat Alls. He's a car guy like most. In fact, he's got a 36 Ford pickup he's restoring, he was telling me about. And that tells you, Heat Alls can get the parts for a 36 Ford pickup. I mean, they can find it for about anything, as a matter of fact. And he's fixing on that and 67 Cutlass and enjoys that as well. A lot of car guys at Heat Alls. You know, they just, they're like you, love fixing cars. They're passionate about it, and they love helping other people fix their cars. And whether that's, you know, the body work or that part or whatever it is, they have it. And they have great people. ASE certified as well. And, in fact, Kevin is certified, as most of the professionals are, at Heat Alls as well. So when you stop into the Heat Alls location in Williston, make sure you tell Kevin Falcon hi and ask him about that 36 Ford pickup. See how it's coming along, and check it out. Heat Alls has it. We're also brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about the events coming up all summer long at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Pick up the patch efforts are happening everywhere. And get these on your radar, because you want to be at the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest this year. They're in some great locations. Some of the best, including Southard. That'll be a fun one. Yeah. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check it out. North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind, live in Castleton today. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up straight ahead.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comforting crowns, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City's the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341, S&S Motors, Watford City, or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Castleton, North Dakota, our home base for the Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program. And let's see, Paul and Catherine is next. We have John and Minot, John and Napoleon, or Mark and Minot, John and Napoleon, Ron and Kildare as well. But this gentleman is next in person, live and on location at Carrie's Kitchen in Kildare. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Pleasure to be here, and nice to have you with us.
Good to be here.
As you know, we had a train derailment several years ago with a big oil fire, and we have rail cars coming through all the time carrying oil from out in the Bakken. And my concern is not only with the rail safety, but wondering what can we do to get the pipeline going so that we can move the oil in a, I think, a more efficient and maybe even a safer way than by rail car.
Well, first of all, you're exactly right. Thank you for the question, and thanks for being here. You're exactly right that pipelines are the safest and most efficient way to move liquid products, certainly petroleum products. There are two parts to your question, as I understand it. One is the rail safety side. The other is the backlog or the choke points that are created by just a really overcapacity railroad. So on the rail safety side, pipelines are the cure. So you asked about the pipeline. I presume you're talking about the Keystone XL pipeline, which is the most famous pipeline in the world. I think today is day 2,445, but I might be off a day or two since the Keystone application went into the State Department and the president has held it up. But the weird thing about it is the president won't deny it. He just holds it up. So the Keystone XL pipeline represents largely, of course, the opportunity to move sour, heavy crude from Alberta to the Gulf Coast. But it does also reserve a minimum of 100,000 barrels a day of North Dakota Bakken crude, which represents 10 trains. That's 10 trains every week. Not every day, but every week. The bigger issue than that federal issue really, I think, comes down to our neighbors in Minnesota. The Sandpiper pipeline and other large pipelines that have been proposed, but that one in particular has been held up, represents many trains, multiple trains per day that could be taken and used for something other than moving Bakken crude to market, or at least grow our capacity for transportation. But the state of Minnesota, led by its governor and its regulators, have been holding that up. Now, what I find very peculiar about that strategy on the part of Minnesota is these trains, the train that went through Castleton, the train that derailed at Castleton, the train that derailed recently in Heimdall, North Dakota, all would be going through Minnesota. Those trains could derail in Dilworth or Glendon or Hawley or any number of places in Minnesota, and yet the state of Minnesota holds up pipeline development, which is far safer and far more efficient, as you pointed out. So there's this general anti-fossil fuel movement that I think creates a lot of this chaos, but logically speaking, it makes no sense to continue to hold up these pipelines. So we have both the Keystone on the one hand, which is a federal issue, but the bigger issue being at the state level in Minnesota. With regard to the backlog, obviously relieving some of the capacity by removing some of the rail or the trains moving Bakken crude and other products. And by the way, we need it. We need everything. We need all the above transportation system. But besides removing some of the trains, is there are other issues that have been largely alleviated. One is that an additional resources of crews, locomotives, and cars themselves. And really a lot of actual rail infrastructure, especially double tracking, that has been invested in the last couple of years, especially by BNSF. The 80 miles of double tracking up from Minot to Glasgow has relieved a lot of congestion in that area. When you relieve congestion in the Bakken, you're relieving congestion everywhere.
Will it be noticeably better
this
year?
It's already been noticeably better, and in some of it we have to give credit to to happenstance and to nature and to God, because the issue, the really awful issue was the culmination of bumper crop late in the season, very wet followed by very cold winters, two in a row, which made moving it harder and the influx greater. So that has been actually reversed in this last year, where we still had a good crop, but but we had lower prices, so there's less urgency to move the crop to market. We had a warmer winter, so we're able to move more trains, full-length trains. If anybody understands the system of brakes and getting air to the back of the train knows that 110 cars work in warmer weather. It doesn't work so well in colder weather.
And you have less oil on the rail,
yeah,
too, right?
That's so, right, yeah, and yeah. A lot less. So everything's sort of worked to alleviate. I think it'll be noticeably better this crop season, especially since we got an early start to the planting. And so if everything goes accordingly, we'll see a big difference.
Got your answer. Thank you very much. We have another question.
Another question. Okay.
Paul and Catherine, North Dakota.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Congressman. Nice to hear from you. I'm interested about this trade partnership, trade-specific partnership that the Senate advanced. I'm curious if you have received that bill and what your position will be on it.
Sure. So there's a couple of issues. So the partnership you're talking about is trade promotional authority, which is different than the Trans-Pacific Partnership, although they're related. And let me put it this way. So the bill that you're referencing that the Senate passed was TPA, Trade Promotional Authority. And what TPA is that gives the administration the authority to negotiate, and in this case, the TPP, to negotiate with the trading partners and then come back to the Congress for a straight up or down vote once they have the negotiation finished and the deal done. The important thing to understand about trade promotion authority is TPA is what gives the Congress input into the trade deal. So a lot of people view it as giving the president carte blanche or unilateral authority. It actually does just the opposite. It ensures that on the front end, Congress has its fingerprints on it in that we set the parameters for the trade agreement. Parameters that would include things like environmental standards, worker protection, maybe wages, something like the various components that might come from Congress. Say, if you're going to do a deal with our Pacific partners, in this case Japan and other partners, pretty much everyone in the Pacific other than China, here are the parameters you can negotiate within. Within those parameters, you go ahead and you negotiate. Then when you get the negotiation done and you have the deal done, it comes back to Congress one more time for an up or down vote. Now, what Congress cannot do is amend the agreement, but we do have an up or down vote. So really, it's a safeguard for the people. Now,
will we be able to see those negotiations?
Okay, that's another important point. That actually, it does go, it sits on our website, our being the congressional website, for a certain number of days, and I forget the exact number of days.
How many days? That's what I'm curious.
It's like 60 days, I think, so it's like almost 2 months that the final agreement would be available for public consumption. So, yes.
So, is this a new way of Congress acting in relationship to the international trade effort, or is this always the way it's been done, or are we looking at a new America?
Every president in the last 50 years has had trade promotion authority.
All right, hang on, Paul, if you have any more to that answer, or Kevin, any more to the answer, Paul, any more to the question after the break here. Can you just do a...
I can do a little bit after the break, and I'm going to hang around Castleton for another half hour so the people in Carrie's kitchen have continued access, and I have access to their accumulative wisdom.
More coming up. Don't go away.
Us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back in Castleton, the Talk Radio Town Hall every Wednesday. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains is coming to you live and direct today from Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton. And our thanks to Carrie and her team here at Carrie's Kitchen. Stop down, 730 Front Street, Castleton, if you're ever passing through, and you will find yourself having a great meal. Their lunches are tremendous. Their breakfasts are great, but they have a lot of great treats. It's a great spot, so check it out. And, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here with us every Wednesday on the program, but not always, on location at different places. But he is today with the Coffee with Cramer event and is going to be doing a few of these today. So I'll give him a chance to plug those in just a moment. After I tell you, we're brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer in these parts. And they have that ET Ag Center there, you know, which is basically an application bonanza. I mean, anything you need in the way of application parts, 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, anything you can possibly imagine. Likely have it if you need it in stock. If not, they'll have it on your doorstep in a day. And HighPlainsApache.com, the website, or stop and see them. They're in Mandan. They're also south of Fargo and Frontier, actually, as well. And right now, some great deals on financing. If you're looking for a new sprayer, they're going to get you a great deal. They have some used ones as well. HighPlainsApache.com is the website as well. And it's been a lot of fun here. I know you're getting ready to wrap up. We had a couple of folks looking to ask you questions that you were going to stick around and answer their questions. And we'll have a couple on the phone as well. A gentleman with a question from Montana on the Keystone XL pipeline. But next week, for those that didn't get in on the phone, remember we'll have a full hour of this as we do each and every week. You like doing these?
Oh, I love doing it, Scott. I always say the best part of public life is the public, and if you have an aversion to the public, you should consider another line of work. I've frankly been amazed at how many of my colleagues don't enjoy town halls and don't enjoy the opportunity to mix it up, but I love it because it makes me better, you know.
And you're doing three of these today here in Castleton, and then later going to hit Luna Coffee on South University from 2 until 3, and the new Beans Coffee Bar out in Fargo, and that new development out there by Costco, Coffee with Cramer event on 26th Avenue South from 4:30 until 5:30. So a few of those. And
that's a lot of coffee.
Now, we brought a lot of sort of hoopla, which is because we bring the microphones and everything else.
Right.
But usually it's a little more sort of intimate, right? You can ask
I like it to be intimate. You know, it all depends on how many people come out. But one of the things I don't do is I don't plant any questions. and I don't screen any, as you know, which becomes painfully obvious some days on the radio. But because I just like to hear the raw, unedited version of what's going on in reality, because out on the other side of the Potomac, it tends to be a little bit hypothetical, if you know what I mean. So I know I love these. That's why I do Coffee with Kramer. I was very flattered last year when Legistorm acknowledged that I had the most town halls of any member of Congress, followed not even all that closely behind by a United States Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran. And I just think that if you don't do a lot of town halls, if you're not interacting with people every day, you're robbing yourself as a public servant of the cumulative wisdom of the people you work for. Otherwise, what's the point? You know, maybe I'm just not as smart as some of the other guys, so I need more help.
When is the last time a governor of the state has actually attended one of your Coffee with Kramer events?
Boy, today might be the first.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah,
Jack and Betsy
cool.
were driving on their way from Bismarck to Fargo and listening to What's on Your Mind, and said, hey, we might as well. Obviously, this is their hometown. So, but it worked out nice to have them. Stop by and
nice.
See us today.
It was very nice.
It was kind of fun.
It's very cool.
Okay, so did we get Paul his answer? Did you say everything you wanted to say about
that? His final question was, is this something new? And like I said, it's really not. Every president in the last 50 years has had this same authority.
What's new to me, Paul, is that Barack Obama having say about trade issues worries me. But ironically, he's ironically moved a little bit our way on trade as a recognition, I think, of the economic benefits.
Right.
Most
presidents do, Scott. Interestingly, over history, many presidents are naturally there. Many are not, but they generally tend to come that way because they do have this obligation to the economy. The other thing is that...
Why do unions hate them?
Unions, I think, perceive... Here's the thing about trade. Anytime you do what you're doing trade or you grow the economy and acknowledge a global economy... The things that you do as a country that are efficient and productive, you're going to do for more people around the world. The things you don't do as efficiently and as productively as, some other part of the world, that other part of the world is going to get your business. That's how markets work. And I think some unions just fear that maybe they're not doing it as efficiently here as it's being done somewhere else.
Paul, anything else before we let you go?
Well, I just apologize for my healthy dose of skepticism when I look at authoritarian governments throughout the world allowing multi-billion-dollar trade negotiations to actually be determined by the free American people. So I'm a little bit skeptical, obviously.
Well, don't apologize for your skepticism.
A healthy dose of skepticism is a very
well-placed
good thing, but well-placed.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I think most people are worried about the secrecy.
Yeah, I do.
And is that real? Is there anything new in the way of the lack of transparency on this deal?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything new on this deal compared to any other. I do think that, and Paul probably is a good illustration of it, there is more skepticism of this particular president because he does everything under a cloak of secrecy, unlike any previous president.
While saying he's the most transparent ever. Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty clear. That's no longer a sellable point.
That doesn't stop from saying it.
I know.
Charles in Eastern Montana, question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
The way I understand this Keystone Pipeline is it will export the refined product. I mean, I realize you can't export crude, but it will refine and export fuel. I guess how do we come to terms with the fact that we're heavily involved in the Middle East to import and keep oil safe, yet we're trying to export it on the other hand? And I guess I'll hang up and do
sure.
Today.
So just to sort of clarify that a little bit, I think what he's referring to is that we have a ban on exporting crude oil, but we export a fair bit of refined product. Much of the refined product that's exported out of the United States is refined in the Gulf Coast. So the crude that would go to the Gulf Coast and get refined is, you know, could possibly find its way to other markets. And that's fine, and that's an okay thing. Most of, a lot of our exported crude, you know, comes from imported oil because it's the heavy, sour crude that we produce in the United States, that we refine in the United States. And so it's light, sweet crude that is that is refined in most other parts of the world. In fact, to the tune of about 90% of the rest of the world's refinery capacity takes light sweet crude like we produce in the Bakken, whereas only about, 5 million barrels per day of light sweet is refined in the United States, whereas about another 12 or 13 million of heavy sour is refined in the United States. So we do have a disconnect between what we produce and what we export. So The point being that if we could lift our export ban on crude oil as well as the refined products and just open the whole world up to our markets, that has a stabilizing force on prices. I think one of the things that's important to point out is that there's a gap between the price of Brent crude, which is the global price, and WTI or West Texas Intermediate crude, which is the domestic price, which is what our price is based on. And in fact, the fact that we now produce more than we can refine of light sweet in the United States, there's a discount below the WTI price. That spread is what the refined producer, you know, gets, and not the consumer, mind you. So there's a lot of upward opportunity for the price of crude in the global marketplace while bringing down the price of gasoline at the pump.
But don't you think everybody's worried about the price going the other way?
Yes, they
are.
So
we pass this and the price goes up and then you get blamed.
Scott, when you say everybody, I think what you're referring to is politicians.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why the president hasn't lifted it, because he could.
That's right. And that's why it's important to build a very large coalition with confidence that would pass a bill or provide cover, if you will, or encouragement to the president to lift the ban. The economics are such that it would not raise the price of gasoline, but there are other geopolitical forces and supply-demand forces that may, you know, create a situation that coincides with...
Here's my idea. When the price of gas goes up, other than an international incident, it usually is related to a disruption of a refinery going down.
That's right.
Or, well, we don't have enough refineries here to refine our crude, our sweet crude, into gasoline, right? So by lifting the export ban, more of it goes overseas where there are refinery capacity, where there is refinery capacity for this, and we have less opportunity for disruptions from refineries here.
All of that levels the playing field, creates more stability at the price point for sure. But beyond that, it does more things. As I like to say, I'd much rather use the peaceful tools of energy development than the weapons of war. Vladimir Putin thumbs his nose at the United States every day while he tries to bring back the Soviet Union. And one of the ways he does it is because so much of Europe, especially Eastern Europe, is dependent on Russia for their oil and their gas, especially their gas. And here we sit on permits, applications, and opportunities to sell both and become that stabilizing force. The other thing is, of course, that much of the supply disruption for crude oil comes from OPEC, especially Saudi Arabia. Do I need to, you know, do I need to reiterate all the problems with that? And boy, we could do a lot for peace in the world and stability as well as development.
Let's hope it happens. One more quick call, John and Napoleon.
Hey,
you're
John.
Up for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Is this me?
Hi, John.
Yeah. Hey, it's an honor, Congressman Kramer, to talk to you.
Thanks, John.
Did you ever talk to a soldier? That's what I'm going to tell you right now. When I was in Korea in 1952, I earned a title no soldier ever was or ever will be. The title is motor transportation foreman. Motor means trucks. Transportation, I'd have to take 10 trucks and take them up to Old Baldy. Old Baldy was assigned to me. And foreman, I was the foreman out of my regiment. Now, this goes back many years. They tell me back in World War One, every soldier that did something special in the war got a special number. And my number is 1931. God is my witness that it is so true, too. When I made soldier out of the month, out of the 2nd Division, they flew me to Japan. And before we got there, the pilot said, soldier, don't unroll me your suit belt. I'm going to lower down so and so many hundreds of feet, and then you get to look down Mount Fuji. How many veterans can say something like that? This is, as far as I could see, there was just nothing on a big hole, no fire down there. This is so, so true, yeah.
Wow, John, that's a great, he's a good storyteller, isn't he?
I hope you recorded all that.
I did.
That's a chapter in the next book.
Yeah, no kidding. John, Congressman Kramer needs to visit with some folks here in person. We're about to go to a break. If you want to finish more of that story on the other side of the break, you can, but that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. John, if I don't get a chance to say it, thanks for your service.
Absolutely. Yeah, so hang tight, John. You can tell more of that story if you have more to tell, but great Korean War vet, and coming off of Memorial Day, we love hearing those stories. Every day ought to be Memorial Day for all of those we've lost and those that serve that we can thank. John, hang tight. Congressman Kramer, thank you. This was fun. We'll do it again.
The pleasure is all mine. I'm looking forward to the next two in Fargo.
All right, folks. More coming up from Kerry's Kitchen in Castleton after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. Avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Are you a royalty owner? Do you know about the National Association of Royalty Owners, the only national organization representing oil and gas royalty interests? Well, the 2015 North Dakota Chapter Annual Convention is coming to Minot, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. If you have never attended a NARO state convention, you must make plans to attend this year. To register, go to naro-us.org. Scott Hennen, along with a panel of industry experts, will speak at this year's event. Learn more and register today at naro-us.org.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waters of the U.S. rule that we have been talking about for some time, both with our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau and also on talk radio town halls with Congressman Kramer and visiting with Senator Hoeven and others, rules are out today. So all of the hand-wringing over what was potentially coming from the EPA was well-founded based on the early analysis from what they have proposed in the way of a rule here. So it's not looking pretty at all. And the story in the New York Times here yesterday is talking about an executive order that he is planning on. Here's the actual story. As part of his ongoing pursuit to be remembered as the environmental president, Barack Obama expected to soon announce new clean water regulations, a measure he intends to make law by bypassing Congress and issuing an executive order, according to the New York Times. And the clean water rule and the waters of the U.S. ruling officially out today. And, of course, you heard the Congressman Kramer essentially tell us you can expect a response from Congress similar to what happened with the immigration executive order. And so far that's been successful. But I know a lot of folks, especially in these parts, are concerned about, I mean, we're concerned about all this, right? But when you're talking about a pillar of our, I even hate to call it our economy because that is a little crass. It's really a pillar of everything we are. Agriculture in these parts is certainly threatened in deference to environmental extremists under the waters of the U.S. rule. That's my headline on it. And so lawyer up, you know, lawyer up and do everything we can to stop it and get challenges on the constitutionality of it because, again, this president saying, you know, rather defiantly, fine, Congress, you're not going to do what I want to do, so guess what? We'll just pull out the pen and make this an executive order. That is flat-out chilling. We're brought to you today and most days by our good friends at MyPillow. And I need to have Mike Liddell back on the program here, the CEO of MyPillow. Neat story. You know, some of you may have met him over the years at North Dakota events, State Fair for many years, Hust Fest, and that's what he did. He peddled his wares at trade shows and fairs over the years and would interact with so many people who really wanted a better night's sleep that he finally went to work building the world's best pillow, and he's done it. And awards are rolling in on this, so much so that they have a 10-year warranty now. The thing will not go flat. 10-year warranty, 60-night money-back guarantee, and it stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. That's probably the one thing we hear from our listeners more than any is to say, gosh, I don't have to have two pillows and switch them out. I just love the fact that I can have my pillow, you know, stay cool and the whole works. So it really is a great pillow. We have, for our listeners only, a two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. So if you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT, you'll get 50% off. Or if you call them at this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, and just let them know that we sent you. That'll do the ticket, okay? And I want to thank our fine sponsors that make our broadcast possible. Those are national, international brands like MyPillow and good folks like S&S Motors up in Watford City brought me here today in that Ford F-150 that's right out there. And if you want a pickup that's not brand new, but maybe, you know, you got a heck of a deal on, which, by the way, is, you know, you buy a new one, you drive it off the lot, ooh, you take a big hickey, right? And they can get you new ones, too, if you like a new one at S&S Motors. They do that for a lot of people. And name your brand, name your color, they'll get it to you, they'll deliver it to you. But they have a great selection of used trucks. I just love it. And they do internet specials every day, so they get them in, and they're really good deals. So go to snsmotorsinc.com, snsmotorsinc.com. Brent Sanford, of course, the owner, Tim's there too. He can take care of any of them. Pre-owned 4x4s, Fords, Chevys, you know, Dodge, any brand, new Fords and Chevys, and they bring them to you. And they have the full service shop now with four techs that can handle any of your repairs and maintenance, too. So give them a call, 701-444-2341, 701-444-2341, or online at snsmotorsinc.com. Fueled by PetroServe USA, where you can get the 4-for-4 special. That is a hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink or coffee, two cookies, 4-for-4. Breakfast to get the breakfast pizza, the coffee, the two cookies for later in the day. Four items, $4. Try to repeat that meal anywhere. It's just incredible. Did somebody say meal, Todd? Did somebody?
Yeah.
I had breakfast already. You think I'm allowed to have lunch here at Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton before I before
that's
I take
11
off?
O'clock. You got to wait until 11.
Oh, I have to wait till is that the rule? You can't have, well, it's 11 somewhere.
Well, you
heard that line somewhere.
You can't do the show with your mouth full anyway.
Can you hear the amount of people in here right now?
I know, it sounds pretty full.
Oh, my gosh. And Carrie and their crew here at Carrie's Kitchen have been just wonderful hosts. If you come downtown again anytime, look for the Pastries Lunch Coffee sign. It doesn't actually say Carrie's out front, but everybody here knows what it is. Gourmet Coffee and Candy is the sign out front. But it's at 7, I should memorize the address by now. 700 block of Front Street, between the Cass County Farm Bureau and the Hardware Hank. There's two PetroServe USA locations here, but it's actually right across the street from the easternmost PetroServe USA on Front Street in Castleton. So hopefully by now you know where to find it. And I did remember to thank our friends from the Schoolhouse Cafe in Gray City, because they have the best burger in North Dakota, bar none. That's what they tell me. They've sent a gift certificate, so I can prove that out, and we'll plan on taking them up on that. And then I might have a caramel roll or sweet roll is the big decision right now, Todd, in leaving the program here.
Boy.
And visit with some of the good folks here at Carrie's Kitchen and Castle. What would you go with?
That's a tough one.
It is, isn't it?
Why does it have to be either or with you? Why can't you just go ahead and do both?
Oh,
we were talking about that earlier.
I already did the sausage and the bacon. Yeah.
Well,
I already did that. But
see, and you live. Why don't you do both again? You live. Come
check
on.
It out on Facebook. I'm maxed out on friends, but you can follow me there, and I'd love it if you would. Check that out. 24/7, we love getting your calls at 855-200-1776. Just press 1 when you call. Leave a message. We get it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's the What's on Your Mind line, okay? God bless you, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of What's on Your Mind. Have a great day.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.